Twins and Rockies rained out on Wednesday, so game one of a day-night doubleheader Thursday. Nolan Arenado, he's ready to play two, first inning, facing Irvin Santana.
Another 3-2 to Arenado. And a high fly to deep left. And that one's not coming back. Into the second deck, Arenado getting his 10th home run of the year. The Rockies take the first lead again today.
The big guy, very nimble on his feet.
And on cue, Dozier makes a diving catch of a line drive, one away. A fair ball past Sano into the corner. Walters will score, Blackman will score. Arenado to third, and Sano unable to gather in the throw, and now Reynolds will go to second base. That's to right center field. And down for a hit, and it'll score one run. Here comes the throw to the plate, and Jimenez slaps the tag. Good throw by Kepler. Desmond with a base hit. Scoring is Arenado, but Reynolds is thrown out. And the Rockies jump out in front, 4-0. And that's to center field. A base hit. Buxton charges. And the throw to the plate. Jimenez cuts it off, and they get the out at second. An RBI single.
The Rockies go on to win it 5-1. They're now 13-5 on the road. That's the best mark in the National League. Irvin Santana gave up 5-7. His ERA goes from 1.5 to 2.07. The Twins entered the day in first place, but after the game, manager Paul Molitor talked about his club's third straight loss.
Yeah, it was you know, a good thing for us that he was able to, you know, kind of minimize our bullpen usage there. We had a little trouble early. You know, I had a couple calls didn't go his way, I think, in the first, and there was a little frustration there. But, you know, two-out homer in the third inning, they put together a little bit of a rally, which started with a leadoff walk. You know, his command's been a little bit off, I think, his last couple starts, but he's trying to find ways to pitch through that. And the other side of the coin was we just didn't take advantage of the opportunities that we had. We didn't have a ton, but we left some guys out there, and we couldn't close the gap.
Was it bad at bats, do you feel like, or good approaches and just not getting the ball in the right spot at the right time when he had those opportunities?
I think we had some pitches to hit that we just, you know, you're not always going to hit them. You know, it looked like there were some guys that worked counts fairly well and got themselves in pretty good positions. But, we just couldn't come up with that hit. I thought Miggy had a good at bat there. When he ended up flying out, he had a, looked like he had a breaking pitch that he saw pretty well, but he just got underneath it. So, you know, those things are going to happen where you don't take advantage some days.
The Twins stay home for the weekend. They'll welcome the Royals to town. Hector Santiago gets the start on Friday.